Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Neil Walker going to join us an hour from now to talk about new Pirates skipper Donnie Kelly, his brother-in-law, Doran. And I have now been alerted to the fact that Don Kelly owns a Jimmy John's.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
I need to see how he manages this Jimmy John's. I need to get up in there. It better be the damn cleanest Jimmy John's.
They usually are.
Best customer service.
The same. Yeah.
You like Jimmy John's?
Every once in a while. I got a lot too much in college, though. It was one of those things.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I had a buddy, Eric Roberts, that when everyone's chugging water and going to get pizza at the end of the night to sober up so you don't feel like absolute death in the morning, he would go to Jimmy John's, and they would sell the one-day-old bread for a dollar, and he would get like six of them. And he would just house bread.
Bread?
Yeah. What do you think became of my friend Eric Roberts?
Oh, he's probably large.
He ballooned, yeah. Yeah. But then he lost the weight.
Oh.
And now he's dead.
No, he's not.
No. That was terrible.
You thought that was real funny. You thought it was funny. You just said your friend was dead.
I'm sick that way.
Yeah, I could tell.
We will get into a reason for optimism for these Pittsburgh Pirates. And I mean a real, legitimate reason for Pirates fans to say, oh my God, we could win something in our lifetime. We'll do that in a minute. But I'm watching that Knicks game last night against the Celtics, and they won, and they're up 3-1. And I've always sort of had a soft spot for the Knicks. I don't know why. I like the Knicks. They had all the damn celebrities there, Dorn.
Yes, they did.
Michael J. Fox, Paul Rudd, the Jonas Brothers, Spike Lee, Ben Stiller, Mary J. Blige, Adam Sandler, Cardi B, Stephon Diggs of all people, Bad Bunny, Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Who's that guy?
He's a singer.
He's a singer? Timothy Chalamet. Is he dating the Kylie Jenner?
Uh-huh.
Has she dated everybody?
I think they all collectively have.
The Kardashian?
Yeah, Jenner.
Crew?
Yeah.
The Jenners, the Kardashians, yeah. They've kind of dated everybody.
Yeah.
I think, who was Kim married to?
Kanye?
Yeah. She's not still married to Kanye, right?
No.
That's good. Probably distance yourself from Kanye.
Well, she can't because they have kids together. So,
well, like, as much as you can, I think you might want to do that.
It's tough.
But here's the question, and I'm stealing this directly from Dom, intern Dom. If Pittsburgh had an NBA team, what would our celebrity row look like? It ain't comparing with the Michael J. Foxes of the world, Adam Sandler's. I mean, I do feel like our first line
would be pretty good.
First line would be pretty good. We just don't have the depth scoring.
Are they alive or can they be?
Sure.
Okay. Alive, not alive.
Yeah, all-timers. Go with anybody. All-timers. That's fine.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Is he dead?
I think so. Pretty sure. He's pretty old.
Dead. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have Keaton. You got to have Goldblum. George Romero. I'd throw him on there.
Does Donnie Iris do it for people outside of Pittsburgh?
I don't think so. He'd be honorable mention.
Sharon Stone.
I didn't know she was from Pittsburgh.
I didn't know either.
Liked her back in the
day. I didn't know Christina Aguilera was from Pittsburgh until like 2 years ago. You said it.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Yep.
Michael Keaton. McAfee?
Yeah, for entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, he's a famous guy.
Yep.
Joe Manganiello? Also from Lee, but what do you mean kind of?
How many seats are we getting?
We got 9 right now.
He's not making it. Maginella. I mean, Mark Cuban's going to make it before him.
Yeah, Cuban's on the list. Wiz Khalifa? Did you say Wiz?
Absolutely, Wiz. Mac Miller?
He's dead.
Well, you said we could do both.
I did say
dead and alive.
So, yeah.
Mac Miller would be there?
Multiple people have now texted in Snoop Dogg. He's not from here.
He's not from here.
He wore the Penguins 1990s diagonal sweater, and he does often bitch about the Steelers' offensive coordinators, but you know what? He would be here. He would be here, sure.
He doesn't count.
I don't think you have to be from here.
Like, yes, you have to be from here.
Are all those people from New York?
Maybe, in a sense. No, they're not, but like you have to be from here if it's ours.
Jimmy Stewart, people are writing in. He was born in Indiana, PA. I don't know. We'll take him.
Kurt Angle?
Yes. Oh, 100% Kurt Angle. I think we're out. I think that's all we got.
No, we're missing.
Then you start getting into athletes. Like Doran Dickerson would be showing up courtside.
No. Nope.
All right. People will text us, the Pittsburgh celebs that would make up a celeb row in this hypothetical NBA playoff basketball game we'd be having at PPG Paints Arena. In the meantime, Bob Nightingale, one of the great baseball writers in the United States of America, Doran, he was on with Starkey yesterday talking about a potential salary cap in Major League Baseball.
Bob, percent chance we'll see a salary cap in the next CBA?
I'd say maybe 1%.
Yeah.
I think they'll change something, make it, you know, even tougher. Like I said, maybe loss of draft picks or something, because the money isn't stopping it. And the money's not stopping it because there's so much money in the game. So people say, okay, I'll pay the taxes, no big deal, because I'm still making money. So I think that's why some of the small market teams, you know, the big market teams get frustrated, like, wait a minute now, we're all chipping in, you're making $67 million off revenue sharing, put this back in the team, start spending during the winter. And the thing that, of course, goes against the problems of small market teams is when you see what Tampa Bay does year after year and the Milwaukee Brewers do year after year.
So you can win, obviously, without a salary cap. A couple of examples named there by Bob Nightingale, but let's call it what it is. The NFL is popular because people like to see people get maimed and crushed and the physicality and all that, but there's parity in football. Why? Salary cap. There's parity now in the NHL. Why? Salary cap. Going into the 2000s, it was bad. Very, very bad. Now it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Teams like Pittsburgh have had a lot of success. Buffalo has the same number that they can spend to as New York and Detroit and Toronto. It's a great thing. 1%, Doran? You know, people probably laughed when they heard that because they said it could be a reason for optimism for Pirates fans. I've always long thought it would be 0% because the players union in Major League Baseball has never wanted a salary cap for obvious reasons. They want all kind of money to be spent by these big market teams. But it's also because some small market teams like to pocket the revenue sharing money. So the big teams don't want it because they want to spend a ton of money. The small market teams don't want it because they get to pocket the money. So I've always thought it's 0%. 1%, that's an improvement. And I'll tell you this, if it took a lockout of 2 years, 2 full years, no baseball, I would sign in blood right now if I knew that a salary cap would be there.
Yeah.
And a lot can happen in 2 years. I might not be here in 2 years, but my kids would get to see a team that would have a shot to win baseball games. So I would sign up for a lockout of 2 years. I would do that yesterday.
What about a salary floor?
Usually with the cap, there's a floor. So I think that would be, I think you would tie it all in together.
What if there's just a floor, though?
I'd be even fine with just a floor, honestly.
If that, you have to spend this amount of money.
Yeah. If that was the compromise and there was just a floor and no cap, I could make my peace with that.
Yeah.
Because then that would mean that the money you're getting from the revenue sharing, at least it would go into the baseball team.
Right.
Yeah.
That's more sensible. I mean, at least for us to.
That's more realistic.
Yeah.
You would have to think, right?
Like they should have to be in a position where they have to spend a certain amount of money. Like, I think that's fair. That's fair.
Because if not.
Yeah.
And just, the books aren't public.
Right. You're just taking it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, actually.
It's absurd. I could see that being the reasonable compromise.
What could be a floor, though?
I would sign up for that immediately. 100 million?
Yeah. That's
115?
Yeah.
Because the Pirates are about 90 mil, right? Make it 115.
Yeah.
Every team in Major League Baseball, every team can spend $115 million. And if they tell you they can't, it's poppycock. Texter, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, for sure.
Billy Gardell?
Maybe. Dennis Miller?
Yes.
What, to get some fun people in there, like, you know, like.
You know who's going to join us coming up on Thursday? Frankie Caliendo.
That's right.
You ever heard of Anthony Jeselnik, the comedian?
No.
He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Is he?
Yeah. Never I expected you to say yes, though. Check out his stuff on Instagram. He's very funny. Kind of dark, like me, but funnier. Andrew Carnegie? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Henry Hines? Hell yeah. We're raising the dead to even compete with New York, though,
yeah.
Which I think is kind of the point. You can go with Joe Montana and Broadway Joe.
Yeah, if you want to throw
Dan
some.
Dan Marino.
Athletes can be in the second
Aaron
round.
Donald.
Yeah.
Rocco Mediate.
Johnny
Arnold Palmer.
Johnny Unitas.
Yes. I'm getting blown up with Michael Keaton like he wasn't the first name we said.
He was the first name.
Would you sign up for a 2-year lockout if it guaranteed a salary cap? 412-928-9370 in Major League Baseball. Would you be okay with just there being a salary floor? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on that coming up next. And also, there have been some schedule release leaks, and the Ireland Steelers game has been made unofficially official. That's all on the way. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Still going over some Pittsburgh celebrities that would be there at an NBA celebrity row. You point out that Lisa Emery, the old creepy lady from Ozark, who hooks up with that really skinny dude.
Yes.
Who kind of looks like Austin Bechtold.
Yes.
She's from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
She's very good in that show. That's a great show.
Oh, it's awesome.
Charles Grodin, you point out.
Yep. Beethoven.
Heartbreak Kid.
Mm-hmm.
King Kong. Midnight Run. Yes. Beethoven. And then Frances McDormand.
Yes.
I guess she was born in Illinois, but then went to Bethany College. So did Bubba from a couple of stations down, 100.7 Star.
And I guess her family settled in Manesson, where Mel's from.
There you go. And she was in that show, Mayor of Easttown, where they drink Yingling.
And Fargo.
Fargo's so good.
That is good.
The movie's good. The show's good.
Yep.
So clearly we can't stand up to New York when we're pulling Lisa Emery's from our ass.
True.
Remember that old chick in Ozark?
Sharon Stone, though, I mean.
Yeah, you know what? That's a dub right there.
That's a dub. That's big time.
I would never suggest anybody Google Sharon Stone sexy or Sharon Stone young. I would never suggest that.
Don't do it. No.
Don't do that. People texting in Gene Kelly. That's a good one.
Yep.
And Ron Cook.
Hmm.
Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. We had a guy call in as an expert on baseball yesterday into the Starkey Show, and he was talking about the possibility of there being a salary cap and a salary floor. And he actually put it at 50%. But then he also asked Starkey in Pomp if Paul Skenes was a first-round pick. So I had to immediately throw all of his opinion
out the window.
Yeah.
A legit expert or just a caller?
No, this was an expert. I gotta see.
What?
I think his name was Matt Miller or something like that. From the New York Daily News. Hall of Fame voter who asked if Paul Skenes was a first round pick. Why would I lie about that? What do I have to lie about? Yeah. That's why we played the Nightingale clip where he says it's a 1% chance. I think both dudes and John Heyman drives me nuts, are all big market shills, like absolute big market shills. But I've always thought there's a 0% chance of there being a salary cap. I've also been told by people in the know that Bob Nutting would be for a salary cap. He's not able to talk about it. Like, legally, you're not allowed to talk about it, I guess. Which is why his answer to Mackey, I guess, was so weird at the end of that Post-Gazette interview. Mackey did a great job with that interview, by the way. Really good. You can check that out on postgazette.com. Anyway, enough praising Mackey. On to the schedule leaks here. All the international games have been leaked, Dorm. We got Kansas City and the Chargers. Go, Chargers, go. Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose son is in all kind of stuff.
Yes, he is. He was in something recently.
White Lotus. Now he hooks up with his brother, so.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very weird. But he was with Sydney Sweeney the other day. There's some people linking him to Sydney Sweeney.
Good for him. What a life.
That sucks.
Why?
Because you're Arnold's kid and you're handsome and strong.
Why does that suck?
And you get to hook up with Sydney Sweeney.
Why does that suck?
Because your dad was really good at what he did, and you're merely just handsome. Get out of here. He wasn't even good in that show. So the Chiefs and Chargers, week one, September 5th. That's a Friday, Doran. Sao Paulo, Brazil at Corinthians Arena. This is the second time today I've said Corinthians. The first time I was quoting hand in a bush or two birds in a hand and... Yeah. Steelers-Vikings is the big one, obviously. September 28th in Dublin, Ireland at Croke Park. 9:30 Pittsburgh time kickoff. You've got Vikings and Browns the next week in London, England at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which is a beautiful facility, Norm. Mm. It's just a gorgeous facility.
You been?
No, but I used to fancy myself a Tottenham Hotspur fan.
Stop.
It was a reason to wake up before kids and drink in the morning and no one would judge you.
Do you have a jersey?
I do.
Nah.
Yeah. Harry Kane.
Oh.
I had a Harry Kane jersey.
Okay.
He's off playing for some other foreign club now. But I had a Harry Kane jersey. I have a Tottenham Hotspur hat. It's a very nice hat.
What's their colors?
They are navy and white, and sometimes they'll wear some purple and some pink. They're weird over there with their colors. Ooh. They'll wear all kind of different colors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You've got the Broncos and Jets, week 6, also at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Stop me if any of this is interesting. Week 7, October 19th at Wembley Stadium in England. You got the L.A. Rams against the Jacksonville Jags. Travis Hunter.
Mm.
You got Travis Hunter over there.
Mm.
Week 10. Oh, my God. In Berlin, Germany. The Atlanta Falcons against the Indianapolis Colts. That feels like added reparation still for World War II. Like, we're sending that over there to punish them for their attempt at world domination. Falcons, Colts. Hey, fine people of Germany. Hey, fine Berlinians. Come watch the Falcons and Colts. Dear God.
Yikes.
And then week 11, this might be fun. You got the Washington Commanders and the Miami Dolphins in Madrid, Spain.
Oh.
Yeah. You think they'll be good this year, Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Texter Julie Benz from Dexter.
Okay.
Very hot. Tim Benz's cousin.
Nuh-uh.
100%.
You being serious?
1,000%
see,
true.
Like you're trying to pull a fast one.
I am not.
Julie Benz.
Yep. You'll see it right in the face. Tim's got a very distinct and handsome face.
I do not see Tim whenever I look at her.
I'm just telling you, that's the truth.
They're not cousins.
I swear to God, they're cousins. Call him up right now. He'll tell you. Bill Madden was the guy who we were eviscerating earlier for...
He didn't know that Skeens
was drafted. Yeah. Which I was watching on the YouTube stream, and as thousands and thousands of people do daily, and the face that... that Bob and Joe made when they had to answer that question. We have this guy on who is an expert in all things finances with Major League Baseball, and he doesn't know that Paul Skeens went 1-1. Forget first round. He's a 1-1 pick. What a College World Series. What are we talking about? Bill Madden, New York Daily News. He's selling a book. Go buy Bill Madden's book. All right. Coming up next.
This isn't Benz's cousin.
Swear to God.
Well, usually on the Wikipedia page, you have who your cousins and relatives are, if they're significant. And I think that Benz being a part of the Pittsburgh media would be a part of her page.
I promise you that they are related.
Lying.
Want to make a Zin bet?
No.
Because you know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, let's make it.
All right. I'll text him right now. Coming up next. People continue to text us about Pittsburgh celebrities. We can read a couple of the best ones. Who do we want to see the Steelers open with? Let's milk this scheduled damn crap as much as we can. You can weigh in at 412-928-9370. Stan Musial, Griffey Jr. Texter, FYI, Sharon Stone was born and raised in Meadville, so it's a real stretch to include her in that front row at the NBA game for the Pittsburgh team. Oh, shut up! We claim Meadville! We take the Meadville.
I guess.
I mean, you go to Wikipedia, it's going to say they're from Pittsburgh. Maybe.
Maybe. It says Meadville. For
damn
her.
It! Julie Benz is Tim Benz's cousin. And her dad played football at the University of Pittsburgh, Norm.
What?
How about that?
Nuh-uh.
Why you keep nuh-uh-ing me? I proved that I can be trusted on all things Benz.
What's her dad's name?
I don't know. I didn't get that far into the story.
EJ will text us.
He will text us.
I mean, he knows every single player that's ever played for the University of Pittsburgh in the history.
Correct.
He will text us.
Correct.
And we'll see if you're
would
lying.
Would you like to bet another can is
we'll
in
see
on
if
that?
You're lying. You didn't say can is in. You said as in. We'll see if you're lying.
Look at him with the technicality.
Well, I know how you get.
Man, I didn't read the fine print. Good on you. We'll find out the Steelers schedule tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on NFL Network. Usually, we have pieced it together well before then. I'll get a few you'll get one or two. Pony and Mueller will get a whole bunch, and we'll have the Steelers schedule all put together hours in advance. And does it need to happen? No. Is it super fun? Of course it is. Who would you like to see them open with, Dorn?
Oh, man.
Here's who they got, just as a point of reference.
I already think I have mine, but go ahead.
Here are the home games. Seattle.
Wait, excuse me. Is the opening game a home game? Do we know that or not?
It's probably not going to be. They very rarely open at home.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Seattle, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Green Bay, Miami, Buffalo, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, all home games. We know the Minnesota game is in Ireland on September 28th against Minnesota. That was redundant. Minnesota against Minnesota.
Yeah, mine would be Detroit in Detroit inside against the Lions team that is looking to probably get back to where they know they could have been. I mean, they had a lot of injuries last year. That's going to be a great football team. I would love to see the Steelers go play in Detroit.
That's what you want to see?
Yeah.
A 34-12 ass drubbing?
No, I just want to, you know, I mean, hey.
Is it just because you played there?
No. No.
If Houston was on the schedule, you want them to play Houston?
No.
I can't think, and to each their own here, right? That's the name of the game. And you could text us, call us, 412-928-9370. That would be like last on my list. I don't want to start the season off like it was a couple of years ago. Remember when the 49ers came in here and just
smacked
the Steelers upside their heads?
See, like some of those games could go either way, though. It's a crapshoot because you're coming out of, you know, you're coming out of training camp in preseason. You don't really know what you have, and you know you're just kind of just throwing everything at the wall to try to figure out what your identity is. You may be able to catch a Lions team that is very explosive at times, but off their game because they haven't got on track yet.
Okay, that's a really good point, and we'll see what the schedule yields on Wednesday, which I guess is tomorrow. I made that point before the 49ers game.
We both did.
Because defenses are ahead of offenses. The Steelers had beat Cincinnati the year prior, even though they were a 6.5-point dog. They had beat Buffalo the year before that, even though they were a 6.5-point dog, both on the road, because defense and special teams ruled the day. So, yeah, I mean, we will make that argument. And the 49ers game obviously didn't confirm that. But, yeah, I mean, I guess you would rather play a good team early because they're going to be rusty. And I don't know. Dan Campbell strikes me as a guy that plays his starters in the preseason, but I can't recall because I ain't paying that close attention to them in the preseason.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He's old school. He bites kneecaps, Dorn.
Right. But you got to look at it like this. If you lose the first game of the year to a really good team that's probably going to be in it, you could kind of live with that. But if you lose to a bad team that isn't going to be in it, like say they play the Colts and they lose to the Colts the first game of the year and the Colts end up winning like 5 games. Like that's a bad loss to start the season. If you lose to the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Lions make it to the NFC Championship game, it's like, okay.
You already had that one marked down.
Right,
it's an L.
I don't
want to start the season with an L.
I mean, but it's to a good team.
I want to start the season with a dub. Hope springs eternal.
But what if you don't? What if you lose to a on-paper dub that you think is, and then you end up losing? That's a bad way to start the season.
I want Cleveland.
No, you don't.
At ACK.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Not with Kenny Pickett.
I want Shane Pickett.
You start the season and you lose to Kenny Pickett?
You won't, though.
But if you do.
You won't.
You might.
But you won't.
Okay. Season's done.
That was the highest level of debate we could possibly have there.
I said, if you do.
Imagine this, though, Dorn. Just imagine this, Dickerson. Aaron Rodgers runs out onto the field holding an American flag but doesn't tear his Achilles 9 snaps in. And out of the tunnel, here comes the beautifully bearded Kevin Stefanski followed by Kenneth Shane Pickett to a chorus of boos, because we know that would happen because it happened at the damn Pitt spring game 2 years ago. Not this year because he brought the Super Bowl trophy. And I don't think it would be fair. But this town boos everybody. So Kenny gets booed and then there's intrigue.
Oh, for sure.
Like you either tear him a new one,
yeah,
and he starts rolling out to the left, and Alex Highsmith is eating all day, or he does the fourth quarter Kenny thing, and he shoves a dagger right through your heart. And either way, Doran,
yeah,
you know what that's good for? Business.
Yes, it is. I see what you're doing.
And I don't know that Kenny wins the starting job, but I would make this game one, and you'll just see, because if it's Shador Sanders, big time intrigue.
Flacco, even
if there's Flacco, yeah. I mean, you got the whole Ravens thing, and hey, I'll take a stab in the dark, right? I'll take a shot in the dark. It could either be Shador Sanders or Kenny Pickett against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and if you have to settle for Flacco or the kid from Oregon,
Dylan Gabriel,
yeah, who's 5'2", then I guess you settle for it. But the idea of Kenny Pickett against Aaron Rodgers, man, is just titillating to me.
Or Mason.
Even that.
Yeah, right.
That might even be, I mean, that would be funnier. Is Rodgers going to wear 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Kenny going to wear 8?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Right.
Crazy 8, Kenny Pickett, Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, both, you know, Myles Garrett and TJ getting paid. Highest paid.
Yes.
Second highest paid.
Yes.
There's a lot of storylines to it.
PM kickoff. Those two squads under the Pittsburgh clouds. It's perfect. What do you want to see? 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. We'll come up with some of the other good storylines from a potential schedule coming up next.
Deontay Johnson.
Oh, Doran, yes. Yes. I wish the Steelers played the Cowboys this year too, man.
Oh, yeah.
For the GP.
Yeah.
Would he show up on time? All right, we're going to have fun. There's nothing hard-hitting out there. We're having fun in the morning. We'll take your submissions via text coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Did you know Ted Danson went to Carnegie Mellon?
Yes.
Got a Bachelor of Fine Arts there. I had no idea. That guy's too cool for school. Love me some Ted Danson.
Yeah, what? Three Men and the Little Lady and Cheers.
Cheers. He was also in The Good Place.
Yep.
Which was very good. With the chick from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, who is not unattractive.
Yeah, she's married to that one Dax guy, right?
Yeah, Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's terrified of pickles. That's a thing.
Really?
Yeah, they pulled out some pickles on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she freaked out. Yeah, I knew that would be right up your alley. Also, he makes many...
His sister's not. At least that's good.
All right.
Oh.
All right! Ted Danson also in Curb Your Enthusiasm quite a bit. Sleeps with Larry's wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As Ted Danson.
Yeah, he plays himself. All right, we've asked who you want to see the Steelers open up with. They're going to announce the schedule tomorrow night. Generally, we've reported the whole damn thing a couple of hours beforehand here on 93.7 The Fan. A lot of people texting in the Ravens for the revenge factor. And no, what are you shaking your head yes for?
No. I'm agreeing because I saw the same tweet.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
No.
You got to get Y.A. Black up to speed. You got to get the first round pick up to speed. You got to get that defensive line up to speed before I want to see them Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I'd like the division games to be spread out this year. One of the first things we'll be looking at, can we spread those puppies out?
What if they're not?
I'm going to flip out.
Right.
It's total nonsense because exactly what we said would happen happened. It was a murderer's row down the stretch last year, but I said the reason I like these division games spread out is because one key injury, you could miss a guy for a full month against your most for your most important games. Easy for me to say. And that's what happened with Pickens.
Yep.
Pickens was out for 4 games, and you're playing all these division games. It's ridiculous. Packers would be a good one. Get the Packers to come to Acrisure Stadium against Aaron Rodgers. I could see the NFL wanting to start the year with that.
Yep. Jets. Wait, is it?
Same thing. It is. The Jets game is in New York.
It's in New York.
Okay. At MetLife. But there's that.
I mean, if it's Aaron Rodgers.
Factor.
If they know that it's Aaron Rodgers, they've gotten told. I mean, I could see the Jets and Steelers opening up in New York or in New Jersey, whatever you want to say.
Is that sexier than Steelers Packers?
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah, 100%.
Because
Justin Fields.
Yeah. You have Justin Fields. And you also have the recency bias here of how that divorce went for both sides.
Uh-huh.
That, you know what, man, that might be it.
Yeah.
Because the Steelers, they don't open at home very often. Green Bay's at home. I'd sign up for Jets Steelers.
Yeah.
I want Kenny Pickett v. Aaron Rodgers, but I'll settle for Justin Fields against Aaron Rodgers. That'd be wonderful.
Would that be a Sunday night game?
Have they announced all the primetime games? People are texting me to stop living in my fears, worried about a loss in week one. No, I want wins. Give me dubs.
There's no wins.
Give me a 1-0
start.
There's
no wins, especially with this team. There's no wins. There's no guarantees.
They are 19th in the NFL in strength of schedule this year, which means it's relatively an easy schedule. I'm surprised just looking at the teams. Like, from last year's winning percentage, then yeah, it's an easier schedule. But I think Chicago's going to be much improved.
Yep.
Detroit should still be very good. Mm-hmm. I expect Cincinnati to be better, although they got some Trey Hendrickson issues going on. They're at the Najee Harris-led Los Angeles Chargers, even though he's probably their backup running back. I think New England spent a lot of money this offseason. They're going to be improved. The Jets, eh. Buffalo, Miami. If you get them late, you're good. If you get them early, no good. Packers, Vikings, Seattle, but it's at home, so that helps. Indianapolis at home helps. It's a tough schedule.
That's tough.
More on this, of course, tomorrow. Texter, they play the Packers in Ireland. No, they do not. They will play the Vikings on September 28th in Ireland. The more you know.